Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Quarterbacks, all the rage this NFL preseason here, and so far we've had the benefit of a lot of great battles because we've had the benefit of availability. That all changed today. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus. Mike Golic Jr. and Katie George, our great reporter and host over at the ACC Network, filling in for Janae Aguimike today. And Katie, we have had a lot of fun today talking about Trey Lance, Justin Fields. We got Trevor Lawrence coming up on Monday Night Football tonight. But we know coming off the top of the show, everything kind of was centered around what's going on in New England right now. For anyone that missed it in the SportsCenter update, New England Patriots quarterback Cam Newton going to remain away from the team until Thursday after what the club is calling a, quote, misunderstanding around the COVID-19 test conducted away from the NFL facility. Cam Newton had an excused absence by the Patriots to attend a medical appointment that required him to leave the New England region. And from there was some discrepancy involving how he was supposed to test away from the facility. So, Katie, we've seen this other players end up on the COVID-19 list during the course of training camp here. This certainly isn't new, but this particular circumstance in the middle of a very high-profile quarterback battle, does this put Mac Jones in the driver's seat now by default?
I think so. I mean, we had Mike Reese on earlier, Mike, and he was kind of talking about today's practice where Cam Newton was not there. He was participating virtually. He'll miss Tuesday, Wednesday as well, and then he'll be able to return on Thursday. The number that he gave us, he said Mac Jones today participated in 31 one-team reps with the ones, the starters. He said Cam Newton had not mustered up 31 one-team reps up until this point, and neither had Mac Jones. So clearly he's getting a lot of valuable time, not only with the starters, but an opportunity to showcase, hey, this is what it would look like if this was my team and I was the guy running the show. Hey, Coach Belichick, why don't you watch this? Coach McDaniels, why don't you watch me run this team? What do you think so far? I think this is an extremely valuable time for Mac Jones. And if I'm Cam Newton, I am really upset as to what slipped through the cracks. Right? We can read between the lines here. The fact that he had to be COVID tested daily when he was leaving to go to his medical appointment that was pre-approved by the Patriots. Well, if he had to be tested daily and produce negative COVID-19 results, well, then you can infer he has not been vaccinated. He has not publicly said one way or the other if he's been vaccinated or not, but you could assume based on the NFLPA protocols that you have to go through daily testing, that he hasn't received that said vaccine. So a little bit of the onus is on him, right, to be put in this situation. But at the same time, for players who say, I'm not getting vaccinated, they understand that there are protocols and guidelines and rules that they have to follow. He knew that he had to leave and test every single day. My question is, who at the Patriots organization said, hey, you can go and do this, just make sure you do X, Y, Z. He does X, Y, Z, and it still comes back that they didn't do something properly. He is missing valuable time, not only on the practice field to better himself as a QB, but in terms of this arms race as who's going to be the starter come week one. So if I'm Cam Newton and I did my part and somebody from the organization told me to use this test or this company and it didn't check out with the NFL, the league, I'm really upset that I'm now on the outside looking in while Mac Jones gets valuable reps in a very crucial point of the preseason camp.
Yeah, I'm wondering how there was any gray area in this. We don't know where the discrepancy came, whether it was user error or there was what he was told. But man, with how much, I mean, especially in New England, how regimented every day is during training camp. I mean, you walk into the building and you see your schedule on damn near every TV in there. It's in the notebook or iPad that you're carrying around in here. Like, you never don't know what to do. And especially at your quarterback, the guy who has been neck and neck for your starter right now. Because unfortunately for Cam, this feels like Mac Jones's job to lose now. And I just go back to the words we heard from Bill Belichick in post-game press conference availability this weekend, talking to the media about what it would take for a player to overtake a starter here, in this particular instance, being asked about Mac Jones and Cam Newton.
Been there. Somebody has to show that they're better than them, or that player has to be unavailable, all right? And that's the way it is at every position. It's not unique to any position. That's the way it is across the board. So that's how you get players, that have an opportunity to gain playing time, regardless of who else is on the roster or what else is on the roster, by their performance. And that's the only way I know to do it. So that's the way I'm going to do it.
Chenan Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're brought to you by Indeed. Hire right now. Visit Indeed.com/credit. And Katie, I mean, is there a more perfect way to describe exactly what just happened with this quarterback situation than how he laid that out?
Which is so wild, too, because that interview and that comment came before the news broke that Cam Newton was going to be removed from all of training for the next 5 days. It's just funny how Bill Belichick, unless he already had that information when he said it, that makes it even more damning, I think, if you're Cam Newton. I wouldn't say, though, to your point, that now Mac Jones is in the driver's seat and this is his job to lose. Cam Newton has still been very good through preseason camp and his preseason games from what we've seen. But my gosh, if you're Mac Jones, you know this, Mike, as an athlete, sometimes you need a little bit of luck, right? And you never want to see a teammate of yours get injured. You never want to see something happen. But you sometimes need a small, small window, or you need that door to open just the slightest so you can get through it and prove your worth and prove why you're the guy that deserves the starting job. I hope for Mac Jones' sake that, yes, he views this as an unbelievable opportunity to showcase what he's about and why he could be the day one starter. Because this kind of opportunity in a preseason camp when you're in a deadlock race for a starting job does not come around often for many guys.
No, it doesn't. I'm glad you used the word luck, too, because luck is just preparation meets opportunity, right? Mm-hmm. Like, my first meaningful playing time came at Notre Dame when my best friend went down with a Lisfranc injury as the guy ahead of me playing center. And then you go out and you hope you're ready and that you've kept yourself up in this. And I was the clear backup there at that point, Katie. Now go to a spot where not only have you had a starting quarterback battle between these two guys, I know we see them in the preseason games, but what do we see last year with Cam Newton in this offense? Josh McDaniels got to do some different stuff because of Cam's mobility, especially when they got down the red zone, meaning these guys probably aren't running the same exact offense in camp, and you got to kind of coach around that. Now what are you going to get? Brian Hoyer's the number two. Mac Jones is going to be the clear one. They are going to, with the other ones on this team, the one offense going against the one defense in a shortened preseason, be running the Mac Jones offense with that one unit here. And that's why, Katie, I just look at this critical juncture and say, if Mac Jones goes out and can ball in this, I think he's going to be the starter week one just because of the timing of when this happened. You were the one that asked earlier, man, if this happens during a week during the regular season and he comes back on a Thursday, how could you trot him out for a game then that Sunday? It'd be difficult. I think that same thing could apply to the start of the season with the timing of this for Cam Newton.
I will say this, when Cam Newton returns on Thursday, his margin for error, and this might not be fair because he might have done everything that he was supposed to do. He did everything that he was told to do when he left the New England region to go to this medical appointment, right, in terms of testing. When he returns on Thursday, his room for error is minimal, right? He has to take every single rep and make the most of it, and he cannot make a lot of mistakes because right now time is not on his side because he is missing such important days of training camp.
No, time's certainly not on his side, and everything short of getting the vaccine itself, because we can go all the way back to that, Katie. It got turned into a competitive advantage once the NFL came out with the NFLPA, with the policies that they had for unvaccinated versus vaccinated players. And we've looked at college and pro football, and we've seen certain organizations treat it like that, emphasizing and trying to make sure. We've heard very frustrated coaches like Ron Rivera, very frustrated coaches like Mike Zimmer, looking at their team and saying, we saw how difficult this was last year and what we might have to deal with this season. The Patriots getting a taste of that right now, and we know how Bill Belichick gets down. I can't imagine he's thrilled with anyone, with Cam Newton for not, you know, again, we never heard specifically from Cam Newton, but based on the protocol he is following, this is only stuff that unvaccinated players have to deal with here. I'd have to imagine you have a very frustrated Bill Belichick out in front of this team right now. So we'll continue to update you on that. But again, Cam Newton going to be out sideline doing virtual meetings for the Patriots until Thursday because of a miscommunication surrounding the COVID testing policy when he was away from New England's facility. Coming up next, though, football dominates this time of year. We just came off the Olympics, but apparently we are not done with them completely next. We'll head to the most important event going around this country here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
And Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Katie George. Tweet us in the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed at Mike Golic Jr., at Katie underscore George 05. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And we'll get into we got Monday Night Football tonight, which just saying that out loud, Katie, as two people that are, like a lot of our colleagues here, furiously tagging ourselves in the college football previews as ESPN PR has rolled that out here. We're getting closer and closer to the season. It feels like home, and getting to say we have Monday Night Football tonight is one of those things that does feel great, even if it is preseason between Jacksonville and New Orleans.
No, it's just a nice feeling that we're finally here, right? But at the same time, it's like a double-edged sword because you just kind of start feeling a little more stressed and a little bit more stressed and a little bit more like you're drowning in college football story after story.
It does. It's kind of like, honestly, getting ready to go to camp. Like, I had this conversation with somebody today. I was doing a podcast, and I mentioned the stress I feel. Like, I'm trying to eat better heading into college football season because I usually gain, like, the freshman 15 during the course of a fall. And they're like, what are you talking about? You just sit around and watch these games. I said, exactly. But I still get the anxiety of having to prepare, go out on the road, and I don't do enough of the physical activity to burn all the calories. So,
I thought you were on the same plan as Nick Bosa.
Definitely. That is how I go right now. If I take my shirt off, it'll look exactly the same as Nick. No one fact checked me on that or asked me to do that here. It's my right to keep my shirt on. So that's neither here nor there. But we do have to sort out what's going on with the quarterback situation in New Orleans, because when we've talked about all these rookies, it's kind of masked what's been going on with a New Orleans Saints team that has spent the better part of the last 3 years as one of the top, if not the top seed in the NFC.
Yeah,
with Drew Brees. And what a world where we thought Jameis Winston potentially being the quarterback of some football team in 2021 wouldn't be leading content in this great nation each and every week. So we'll give him his just due in a little bit here. But Katie, we got pressing matters to get to around here, because apparently we weren't done with the Olympics. One of the newest internet challenges going around here right now has involved milk crates. I don't know where we got all of them. I don't know why we got all of them, but we've now ended up stacking milk crates into a giant triangular sort of tower and challenging people to walk up and over the top of them. For anyone watching on ESPN Plus right now, you are seeing the visual of this shaky structure where people are trying to get up over the top of this thing here. Katie, is there any amount of money in the world that's getting you up on top of one of those right now?
Any amount in the world? Yes, absolutely. I would try it for the right price, at least a price to go to the ER and check for broken ribs. I mean, this is the problem. You can't stop at the top. You can't just stop and start thinking about it when you get to the apex of the mountain. If you, not bad, but oh, now see, that's just unfortunate. You get so close. See, this is what I'm talking about. You can't think about it because then you just start wobbling.
It's if you've been on alive on Twitter for the last few days, you've watched people breaking their ribs, back, faces. I think this should be outlawed on concrete. But Katie, there's no two ways about it. This is an objectively dumb thing to do that for some reason people have decided to do to entertain us. So it got me to thinking, what's the dumbest thing you've willingly done? At Mike Golic Jr., at Katie underscore George 05. What's the dumbest thing that, like, because I've seen some, like, there's some people that if you do this, they're giving away, like, PlayStations or, like, there's a monetary prize. But in general, a lot of this just seems like too much free time here. So do you have, like, the dumbest thing you've ever willingly done off the top of your head?
Ooh, dumbest thing that I've willingly done. I'm going to have to think about that for a second. But, like, as I'm watching these different videos, where is Johnny Knoxville? And Steve-O, and Bam Margera. You know, like, where are those guys? These are the guys that should be doing this, not just everyday citizens willing to risk it all for their bodies, because you know that they're injuring themselves. I mean, it's hard plastic, for one, that you're falling on top of. Some are on actual concrete, to your point, so you're falling on concrete on top of that. I just think that the human race, we feel that we're invincible. And again, the biggest myth is, where are you getting all of these milk crates? And are you buying the milk that comes in them as well? Or are you somehow making arrangements with the clerk to say, no, we'll just take the milk crates off your hands?
Right, like, can you bring these milk crates back here? Where do you buy this many milk crates in bulk? Did you have these already here? All questions that I need answered here. Matt, like, do you have anything on the milk crate front here? Do you know where they're getting these things?
I just want to add two things. First, on the milk crates, that's actually a great tool for people learning to skate. I know everybody's going to get on me for relating this to hockey. Go to a rink, and I guarantee you, will find way more crates than you expected. Stack two up for a toddler, someone on skates, trying it out for the first time, ready to go. Katie, as far as you were talking about, you know, the Jackass crew, they're coming out with a new movie.
I didn't know if you could say it.
Sure. It's the name of a movie, in case are watching.
It is a movie, and I got nervous. That's why I just started naming off all the cast members. So
oh, yeah.
Glad you did it.
I tried remembering the cast members, and I couldn't, so I said, you know what? Here we go. We're just going to say the name of the movie. But they're coming out with a new one, so maybe we're looking at the opening scene right now as we play all this video.
They did walk so that these people could fly. At OPG6911 tweets in on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed and said, in high school, my buddy and I thought it would be a good idea to brand each other.
No. This isn't Yellowstone, okay? Ooh. You're not working on the Dutton Ranch.
I don't want to ask questions,
actually. Now that I think about it, Gojo, I have two older brothers, and I think one of them got like a bow and arrow, and you know where I'm going with this, for their birthday, or maybe it was for Christmas, and we have a big backyard, and one of my brothers thought that it would be great to shoot it up in the middle of the air as high as it could, and then the last person to run away from, you know, said wherever we were standing won. When my dad got home from work and saw what we were doing in the backyard, that was the last we ever saw of that bow and arrow.
That is the quick grounds for removal in any household here. Because, like, how old were you guys around that point?
I think I was probably 4. They were 10 and 11. Yeah.
Who won?
Certainly not me
as
a 4-year-old.
All right.
But what kind of older brothers think that's a good idea?
Katie.
Both of them.
Yeah, older brothers are not the people to run your pain tolerance ideas by as younger kids. Because perfect example is I don't have a lot of these under my belt outside of college where we all did a lot of dumb stuff. But like growing up, my younger brother was always the one to do this. I have a specific memory of my brother because he thought it was funny putting himself in the clothing like hamper bag that you would put them all in there and just throwing himself down the stairs for our entertainment. There was no reason. We didn't ask him to do this, but he thought it would be funny. And because I'm his older brother, why am I going to stop him from going out there and being great? Certainly not going to be me.
That's fair. You just fan the flames. You didn't douse that fire. You fan those flames.
I want to feed his dreams. I want to make him feel great.
As you should.
At Mike Golick Jr., at Katie_George05. What's the dumbest thing you've willingly signed up to do in honor of, what has it been called, the Hood Olympics? Is that where we got to this one, or the Milk Crate Challenge? I'm not sure what it's been called more often than not, but if you've seen it on the internet, you know these people, high pain tolerance here, and I guess a desire to entertain the masses, so we appreciate the content help here. By the way, Cal Quantrill pitched two-hit ball over 7 innings. Ahmad Rosario launched an early homer as Cleveland beat the Los Angeles Angels 3-0 in the Little League Classic. This Sunday Night Baseball recap is brought to you by Samsung Galaxy. Get ready for the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G and Z Fold 3 5G. Pre-order now at Samsung.com here, because I'm sure the people around that read and around Sunday Night Baseball wanted us to talk about crate running right before that one right there. That's doing the Lord's work here at the Worldwide Leader. Coming up next, who starts for the Saints after this word from 5-Hour Energy? It's how we steer the ship right back into the harbor, baby. You just got 5 minutes of crate talk? I got your Saints quarterback battle coming up next. Yeah, baby. But as we said, football season is here, and there's lots of college and professional games that you guys get to watch. So grab a 5-Hour Energy to stay alert and watch all your favorite games. Don't let that nap in the middle of the day ruin you potentially missing a kickoff return for a touchdown or App State beating somebody of note here. You can also try 5-Hour Extra Strength Cherry Flavor. The taste is incredible. Trust me, I've been drinking 5-Hour for a long time here. Rock solid and dependable and delicious. Go to 5hourenergy.com today to find over 15 flavors to choose from, with flavors like watermelon, tropical burst, cherry, peach mango, and more. There is a flavor for literally everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack, but if you're out and about, remember you can always pick up a 5-Hour Energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. Back after next, Chanay and Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Coming up in about 10 minutes here, it really is starting to feel like college football season because we have wild animals on the loose here. We'll try and track them down here and give an update on one of the better internet situations in recent memory here. Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Mike Golic Jr. and Katie George filling in for Janae Gwimake today. You can tweet us on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed at Katie_George and at Mike Golic Jr. here. Because in honor of what we've seen, the crate challenge going around the internet, people hurting themselves willingly for our entertainment, we asked you what's the dumbest thing you've willingly signed up for here. Katie mentioned that her brothers used to fire a bow and arrow up into the air and see who would move the last here. I used to watch my brother throw himself down the stairs in a clothing hamper here. We all have our fun. At AJSRNJ tweets in, at summer camp, we'd shoot arrows at each other from across the football field. You'd be amazed how much time you have to react to such a thing here. And that is a fair point, Katie, for athletes. And listen, you were an athlete. You were a college athlete here. Despite the fact that you were four, I feel like you had what it took to dodge that arrow.
Yeah, but do you want to dodge that arrow? Like, do you want to have what it takes to dodge that arrow? I mean, at least shooting it up in the air, you can run away. Like, what? Like, I don't know. I'm not in on that one.
Don't sign me up. That feels very akin to when, like, all the rage was for people to hit each other with golf carts without looking on the golf course. Do you remember when that one was going around?
Yes, I remember that one. I also remember when people were taking a swing off the tee, and the tee happened to be placed in someone's area
on their body, and they
may or may not have broken a hip in the process of getting smacked.
Oh, no. Oh, breaking a hip by way of golf club is...
Could you imagine just shattering your hip bone?
No. I don't want to shatter my hip bone, period. I definitely don't want it shattered with a 5-iron. That is not how I want to live my life here. Now, Hannah Stuvengen tweets in, my brother and I used to take big pillows from the bed and ride them down the stairs like a sled. Our staircase had a slight curve to it, so if you didn't steer at the right moment, you were going to go through the window that was towards the bottom. Boy, is that a healthy teacher right there for reflex inability. Like, all of these, Katie, to me, incentivize you to really hone in on your reflexes. Because if you don't, going out a window seems like a pretty costly penalty.
Yeah, that seems a little bit dangerous. I remember when we were kids, somebody got a pellet gun, not me, one of my brothers. Oh. And we also learned, I think, that same week that pairs bruise. So we wanted to know who bruised the worst. And so when your turn came up, you would get underneath a blanket that we had on one of the couches, and you would go across the basement, and the brothers or whoever was taking turns with the gun, the pellet gun, would take shots at the pillow, and you'd come out with just whelps all over you, and we'd see who whelped up the worst. Whelp or welt?
I think it's welt, but the genesis of this being because it was the week you guys found out pears bruised is incredible.
See? Do you see how the kid's mind works? That pellet gun got taken away as well. So all the toys in the George household were given and then taken back.
The George parents giveth, the George parents they taketh away. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Katie George. So hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed for that. Katie, we do have Monday Night Football tonight. We've got two quarterbacks vying for a starting job in Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill here. And you and I were talking in the break about a lot of the quarterbacks out there this preseason, the way that these battles can all sort of be described here. How do you see this contest, this battle between Jameis and Taysom through the lens of really this whole preseason of QB battles?
Well, it's interesting, right? Because I view Taysom Hill as compared to Jameis Winston, kind of like I view Andy Dalton and Justin Fields, as I view Jimmy Garoppolo out in San Francisco as compared to Trey Lance, is They're older guys with some experience. I mean, Taysom Hill has experience to agree, not quite like the other two. But they're not sexy anymore in terms of the upside and what they could possibly give you in a few years down the road. Like, what you see is what you get with Taysom Hill. Yes, he needs to take care of the ball, but the same could be said for Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston has this incredible arm, right? That, and this ability to throw it downfield that wows you. Now, is that consistent? No. I mean, that that ball in general, it has a low percentage of completion. And then when you factor in his consistency issues and his accuracy issues, you know, it doesn't make it that much of a threat. But he still has that ability to wow you with his arm. Taysom Hill, he can beat you on the ground with his legs. Now, he got into some trouble last year when I think he started the four games in Drew Brees' absence, when he waited in the pocket too long and he wouldn't use his natural God-given talents to get himself out of situations. For me, Jameis Winston, if he can take care of the ball and become more consistent, has significantly higher upside than Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill might be the safer bet at this point because he clearly proved himself last season because he was selected to replace Drew Brees when Drew Brees went out with the injury.
Yeah, I think that moment for me, as I look back on it now, I think that was about what we're seeing in this preseason. They wanted to find out what they've got there. Like, Jameis Winston, it's such a strange situation because you're right. I agree with you on Taysom Hill. We saw how that experiment went. The best version of Taysom Hill we have seen has been as the Swiss Army knife, has been as the jack of all trades because of what he can fill in. And quite frankly, you could argue with the way the receiving room looks right now, as beat up as it is, led by Michael Thomas, that they could use any sort of added weapon in their passing attack arsenal, and that Taysom Hill might actually be able to help there.
Yeah.
Because Jameis Winston is the known commodity. That guy went through a whole rookie contract in Tampa. And yeah, we saw the 30 and 30 season, 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. But I just still think there's a more complete quarterback there. And we've seen the way Jameis has approached this. Like, Jameis even puts on his, like, inside answering the phone voice when you don't know who it is, doing a lot of these interviews here, perking up but talking glowingly about Sean Payton, what he learned watching Drew Brees. Like, Katie, it's all the stuff we expected when he came over here, right? He chose this team because it was supposed to be kind of a career rehabilitation process where he could go behind closed doors and learn for a little bit. And I don't know why you wouldn't turn that guy loose, because he looks more like a quarterback that you can defend putting out there as your week one starter than Taysom Hill does.
And to your point about using a different voice, Jameis Winston has an infectious personality.
Oh, yeah.
Guys absolutely love him. I mean, you watch different videos of him, different interviews. He's joking around with the media members that he's getting to talk to day in and day out. He's joking around with his teammates. He has this great feel about him that people are drawn to him, right? And you want that charisma. It's not necessary in a quarterback, right, to be great, but it's certainly helpful. And you can tell that these players on New Orleans team absolutely love him. They're drawn to him. And when you're drawn to a player, it makes it easy to fight for that player, right? To get down into the trenches when things get tough, when your backs are against the wall in a tight game late in the fourth quarter, you want to fight for that guy. And I think Jameis Winston has that upside.
I think he does, and I think he's got a team around him. He's going to be well protected. That's one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. We saw what that defense looks like as they've continued to add to strength on that front seven. I just feel like all these quarterback situations, we've talked about how different it is based on where your team is. This Saints team has a chance to try and pick up close to where it left off and add that downfield passing attack that we know Jameis can bring from that Bruce Arians offense he was running in Tampa. That's not the part we worry about. Can Sean Payton put the governor on some of the rest of it? That's what they're betting on. That's what we think they should bet on. So we'll get to watch more of that tonight because it's been a close race for them during this preseason. But coming up next, let's get bold and bossy. You're on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
And Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Katie George. Our thanks to Katie for coming and hanging out with us today, filling in for Janae Agwumike, as well as some of our other great guests here. Mike Reese, our ESPN Patriots reporter. Nick Wagner, who covers the Niners for us here. Mina Kimes, our ESPN NFL analyst. And Josh Weinfuss, our ESPN Cardinals reporter. If you missed any of those conversations, we went around the NFL's quarterback battles, hit in on preseason with the three biggest questions for the Cardinals and Niners. Check it out. Download, subscribe, rate, review the Chiné and Golic Jr. podcast wherever you get your podcast. But right now it's Monday. We got Monday Night Football. And most importantly, we've got escaped horses. It's time to keep that same energy and finish this off. We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy levels was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Janae and Golic Jr.
Keep that same energy brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. And Katie, we mentioned, filling in for Janae Agwumike because they're on a road trip right now that took a stop off in New York to face the Liberty. The Los Angeles Sparks got an 86 86- 83 win in that game. It is their fourth straight win since the return of Nneka Ogwumike, the former WNBA MVP who had missed a portion of this season due to injury. But it was also the first game back for our girl, Tanae Ogwumike, lost 9 minutes, 6 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 flagrant foul in the middle of all of that. Katie, I was watching it, and you could see it build down there on the block. Tanae never won to mince words, but she was always one to throw bows there. So proud to see her announcing her presence back with authority.
Yeah. Did you text her about that thrown bow?
Oh, yeah, right after the game. I said, man, you couldn't wait one game to all of a sudden get back in the penalty column there. So nice to see the fire still there. Traveling on the road this week, a couple of Connecticut Sun games that hopefully we will be in attendance to check those out. So very excited for Chinay getting back on the court. We know it's been a long season, a lot of ups and downs, but nice to see both Ogwumike sisters back out on the floor. Keeping that same energy, Katie, Detroit Tigers star Miguel Cabrera joins the 500 home run club this weekend in Major League Baseball. Obviously, historic moment there. Incredibly exclusive club there for Miggy, who's done so much great stuff in that Tigers uniform.
Yeah, he's the 28th MLB player to reach the 500 home run milestone. I mean, when you think about that, gosh, as long as the MLB has been around and all the great players that have come through, to only have 28 reach that milestone is pretty impressive and mind-boggling.
It's an incredible club, even more exclusive for him, what he's done. I believe, besides Ted Williams, the only other multi-time batting champion in the 500 home run club. So incredible stuff from Miggy Cabrera. But let's get down to business now here. Chinay Ogwumike Jr. on ESPN Radio. Keeping that same energy here. Two-year-old filly Bold and Bossy got loose on her way to the starting gate at Ellis Park. She threw her jockey off at the racetrack. This is in Kentucky. Threw her jockey off and ran off the track over a levee heading on to US 41. She briefly ran on Interstate 69, Nice, and Veterans Memorial Parkway with a posse of trainers chasing her in their vehicles. Police and the sheriff's department also showed up before she was apprehended.
I don't know if that's fair. I don't know if we can say she was apprehended.
She's a horse that didn't feel like running in your human race today.
They caught up to her.
Yes. And you know what? Lucky she felt like letting you catch up to her. Katie, I'm going to defer to you on matters in Kentucky right here. I just assume you guys have horses running and escaping all the time and that this is business as usual.
Horses do escape and do run around, but you rarely see them with an actual silk on their back when they're running down the highway. I've driven down US 41 many times before. If you haven't seen the videos, go to Twitter, type in Bold and Bossy, and as you see a thoroughbred just racing down the highway, it's a pretty impressive and incredible scene. But here's the deal, Gojo. I think she knew trouble was ahead, and this is the part of the story that I don't think many people have followed up on, right? Because you just watch the video and you think, wow, that's hilarious, and then you move on. Ellis Park's barn, once Bold and Bossy was returned, earlier this morning, it was engulfed in flames.
Oh
the barn
God.
Somehow, yes, the barn somehow caught on fire, and they had to rescue all the horses in their said stables. Bold and Bossy was rescued from that barn, but she did have a couple of burns, and so she's being treated right now for a couple of hoof injuries from the escape earlier, and then some burns from this fire randomly starting and engulfing the entire barn at Ellis Park. So animals have a sixth sense about what's to come. They know when things are messed up or there's trouble in the future. I think she's just trying to get out of town.
You're so right. I'm convinced most animals can see ghosts or their friends that have gone and passed on from this mortal plane already. And so certainly Bold and Bossy probably had a premonition. We're glad all the horses are okay. But man, the Chinay Ogwumike Jr. difference around here. Katie George, accomplished reporter, host, all around great person of the ACC network, bringing you the in-depth horse reporting that will certainly make the other folks in Kentucky very proud.
Something you never knew you needed, right?
But
and
now
that's
we,
what I do.
But now we all can't get enough of here. So thank you to Katie George for that. Stick around here and see if Spain and Fitz are going to bring you any quality horse reporting on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Chinay Ogwumike Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.